Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And how annoying is it to lose software or to lose a hard drive or to have to buy software over again that you thought you'd bought but lost the password to? and how possible is it that
all of
your software issues could actually be resolved up in the clouds? Well, Andy Jordan joins us. He's the Wall Street Journal's technology reporter. And, you know, we've always heard that in the box is the software, and that is the key to your computing experience if you have a laptop or a desktop. But in fact, the software doesn't even have to be in the box. Explain what that means and how many of us are probably already experiencing that now.
Well, I have to say your view of cloud computing is a bit sanguine, according to the way people use it. But essentially, when you take software and you put it on a different server other than your own computer, you have someone else host, say, a word processing program or calendar. You do this with Facebook, with Gmail. We've been used to cloud computing for some time now.
Google is all that way, right?
Google is all that way. We've done this for some time. In a sense, it's kind of a buzzword, cloud computing. And there are good uses of it. It takes all of the onus off of you of storing your data, of your processing power, and puts it on a data center somewhere else in the world, and you don't have to worry about it.
And it means you're probably backed up automatically. It means the licensing arrangements are taken care of automatically. And Microsoft is suddenly getting into the act. Explain what's happening.
Well, this is a big deal for Microsoft because it's really essentially the first time they're tipping the hat to this democratization of technology to what Google has been honing in on their territory. You know, they offer these bundled packages of Office and word processing, and Google has come up with Google Docs and said,
Google Calendar, Google, all these things.
Yeah. And that we're going to sort of invade your territory. And this is sort of the
Apple's
first
also
time.
Got an environment. Mobile Me, iCal, and all those sorts of programs.
Absolutely. And this is sort of the equivalent of Microsoft doing what Apple did with the iPhone App Store, saying you can come in and develop your own applications and do what you want to do, sort of taking the future of how we use technology and putting it into the hands of the people rather than a boardroom.
Getting it out of the object zone where you're buying stuff at a store that you plug into your computer and actually subscribe to environments that serve your needs in some way.
Absolutely. And, you know, the cloud is just really another term for the internet, and it's right. Largely a buzzword.
But none of this would be possible if it wasn't for the fact of wireless broadband and even wired broadband proliferating really over the last 7 to 10 years.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
You can't even do this on phone dial-up. So this really is a phenomenon of the last 10 years.
It is. But I think what's important about it and what interests me is how it fits into this larger notion of democratizing. Many industries are going through this. The recording industry.
Right.
Journalism is going through it with citizen journalism.
And the CIA loves this, right? Andy? Correct, buddy.
You too can be a CIA agent.
Yeah, right. You too can sell your information for free to the government.
For free. And it's part of this free culture. And what interests me about this is it brings about issues, you know, about. People said when podcasting first came out, it was going to be the big equalizer and that everybody was going to be able to be a journalist. And if you look at iTunes,
some of that
it's
is
really,
true. I mean, some of that is true. And in fact, with all of these technologies, and we're so thrilled that you came down here to the studio for just this little segment, the users are going to define this.
Right.
And that's the great thing.
If you look at iTunes, inevitably
I love you, but we got to go. Andy Jordan, Wall Street Journal technology reporter. Thanks for coming down.